This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House is clarifying its position on Iran after President Joe Biden gave an interview in which he indicated that the United States would not lift sanctions until Tehran stops enriching uranium. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Monday, just to be very clear, the president never said that exactly. Biden, in a television interview aired Sunday, nodded when CBS anchor Nora O'Donnell asked about lifting sanctions and whether Iran must first halt enrichment of uranium at a higher level than allowed under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Agreement. The United States withdrew from the international agreement, often known as the Iran nuclear deal, under the Trump administration. The White House press secretary said Monday, quote, I think if we were announcing a major policy change, we would do it in a different way than a slight head nod. She said if Iran comes into full compliance with its obligations under the international agreement, the United States would do the same. She said Washington would then use that as a platform to build a larger and stronger agreement. State Department officials are echoing that message and emphasizing they are discussing the issue with allies rather than seeking dialogue directly with Tehran. In Haiti, opponents seeking to end the rule of President Jovenel Moïse declared Supreme Court Judge Joseph Messin-Jean-Louis as interim president. The move came a day after Moïse said authorities had arrested 23 people linked to a failed coup to install a different Supreme Court judge as leader. Jean-Louis, a 72-year-old judge, released a short video Monday saying he had been picked by Haiti's opposition to be interim president, but the United States has accepted Moïse's claim to power, and he appears to have retained leadership of the Caribbean island nation. This is VOA News. The United States has expressed solidarity with the people of Myanmar after restrictions on demonstrations and said its requests to meet deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi were denied. State Department spokesman Ned Price on Monday said the United States stands with the people of Burma, he used Myanmar's former name, and supports their right to assemble peacefully, including to protest peacefully in support of the democratically elected government. Popular demonstrations against Myanmar's military regime were held for the third consecutive day Monday, exactly 1 week after the junta detained Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of the elected civilian government. On Monday, civil servants, railway employees, teachers, and workers in other sectors began a nationwide strike. Tens of thousands of people jammed the streets of many of Myanmar's major cities, holding signs saying things like, Save Myanmar and We Want Democracy. Some just held photographs of Suu Kyi. The military takeover in Myanmar began last Monday with Suu Kyi's detention and that of other senior government officials. Suu Kyi remains under house arrest. Emergency workers in India are racing against time to dig through mud and rocks, choking a Himalayan tunnel after a devastating flash flood killed at least 26 people. The flood is thought to have been caused by a chunk of glacier that broke off its base. More than 170 others were listed as missing after a wall of water and debris barreled down a tight valley in India's north early on Sunday. The flood destroyed bridges and roads and damaged two hydroelectric power plants. The local director general of police says 26 bodies have been recovered. 171 people remain unaccounted for. Most of those missing were workers at the two power plants. Some are believed to be trapped in a tunnel that filled with mud and rocks when the flood hit. A surge in violence at one of the biggest displaced person camps in northeastern Syria is sparking fears that the Islamic State terror group maintains its grip on the region. Humanitarian officials and researchers say the Al-Hol camp, home to about 62,000, mostly women and children, has been plagued by at least 18 murders since the start of the year. There were 12 in just the first 2 weeks of January. Republican Congressman Ron Wright of Texas died Sunday after being hospitalized for COVID-19. That's according to his office on Monday. Wright, 67, passed away peacefully with his wife, Susan, by his side, according to his office. He's the first sitting member of Congress to die of the coronavirus. In December, a congressman-elect, Luke Letlow of Louisiana, died from COVID-19 just days before being sworn in. He was 41. Marissa Melton, VOA News.